This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline report for Tuesday. Feeder cattle kicked the week off with a bang, August futures jumping over $5 in just one trading session. Let's go to Virginia McCathy with the CME Group to hear more.
Now, the feeders did surge as well. The sharp drop in the grains did lift futures. And, of course, it lifted futures on the live cattle market as well. That oversold situation really gave futures a big turnaround. And it's still early to tell in the week to see if that cash regains its footing.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for July closed the day down a quarter to finish at 10.55 and a half. July corn was down 10 to finish at 8.03 and a half. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for July were down 7 and 3 quarters to settle at 10.98. Portland prices for club wheat with 10.5% protein were unchanged, ranging from 11 to 11.75. Soft white wheat with 10.5% protein prices for July were unchanged to up 55, ranging from 10.25 to 11.20. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were down 7 and 3 quarters, ranging from 11.98 to 12.18. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were up 1 and 3 quarters, ranging from 12.47 and 3 quarters to 12.87 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for June were up $2.55, closing at 135.20. August feeder cattle were up $5.80 to finish the day at 174.07 and a half. May class 3 milk was down 24 cents to settle at 24.23.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.